This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We always talk about, you know, a we and not a me thing. And we always talk as a team. We win as a team. We lose as a team. And, you know, I didn't necessarily think that that was too much of a we thing.
I was going to say, did you think it was appropriate?
Again, I didn't think it was a we thing.
At Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 of the score. That's Matt Nagy from yesterday.
We're a we thing.
We are all about we.
We're all about we. He was miffed. There's no question he was miffed.
He was.
But let's clarify this, too. I mean, as off-putting as Cody Parkey appearing on the Today Show was 5 days after, you know, his double doink in the end of the season, he missed 11 kicks. That's why he will be an X-Bear.
Yes.
Not because of his national television appearance. That didn't help. It made it easier to dismiss him, discard him.
And we have to be fair about it, too. He scheduled the thing and then let them know he was doing it. They weren't caught completely unawares by it. They would not have arranged it. They were resistant to it, but they didn't, like, tell him, you can't do that.
They didn't forbid him from going on national television.
312.
Could they have?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure they could have or could not have. I'm not sure how to feel about it, quite frankly. Let's get out to – I mean, they can't, right? Because, you know, they tried to keep Brandon Marshall off of the HBO or the Showtime show, and it didn't work. 312-644-6767. We'll get to your phone calls, but let's welcome in Rich Campbell. He's covering the Bears for the Chicago Tribune. Good morning, Rich. How
morning,
are you?
Rich.
Hey, I'm great, fellas. How we doing?
How surprised were you by the way that news conference kind of turned with the Kareem Hunt stuff? It was really surprising to me.
Yeah, I was more surprised because the question was asked. And we usually do a pretty good job, the Tribune Army, of trying to make sure every subject is on our list. And that was not one of them on our list yesterday. But I'm glad it was on someone's list. And that they easily could have said, you know, guys, you know, thanks for the question. We're talking about the 2018 Bears here. And they did not do that on the first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth one. And so the door is cracked open. There's no other way to look at it now. And, Dan Weider and I wrote a piece back in early December saying that at some point there are circumstances under which the Bears could consider this. And you just extrapolated that. If they go through free agency, if they go through the draft and they still don't have it, I mean, it wouldn't be plan A. But to hear them talk about Hunt as a guy who was on time and some of the football ability that he has, which is Nagy's firsthand experience, that makes sense to me. And, you know, we can also exit a season in which the Bears were 27th in the league in yards per carry and understand that there's a free agent waiting for him out there that could fit that need. So we'll see how far it gets. I think what we'd be wise to listen to what Matt Nagy said is that there are other parts to this. You know, there are other people involved. You know, the owner, for example.
Well, and that's the one that stops me cold, to be honest with you, Rich. Yep. I think ownership went down this road before and got burned with the Ray McDonald situation. And I think that they should be hesitant about it. I think we have to understand Matt Nagy talking for Matt Nagy versus representing the Bears. I know when he sits up there, he's representing the Bears, but his personal relationship with the kid aside, and I keep calling him a kid and people are getting mad at me, he's a kid to me, he's a young man to me. I just think that there's a big leap from, boy, I really want this guy. Hey, Ryan, do you think we can get this guy? To George signing off to Virginia McCaskey. Again, this is a woman who embraces the legacy of her team.
Mm-hmm. And Rich, you know, that's the thing is that, you know, Mark Potash asked a question. It was directed toward Ryan Pace. Matt Nagy got involved, obviously, because he coached him. But do you think the Bears were prepared for this organizationally? Because Mully's right. I mean, Matt Nagy was speaking for Matt Nagy, but I did not get a sense that he was speaking on behalf of the Chicago Bears organization.
Yeah, I did not get the sense that they were, you know, if there were some type of mock press conference to prepare these guys, that would have been one of the questions that was thrown at them, because I think that they would have probably answered it differently. And like you said, just really stamped it out. And Matt, you know, not only did he answer the question, but he was the one who allowed to us that he called Kareem just last week. I mean, within, you know, 48, 72 hours of the season ending, to call on him. And he said he was checking on him personally. He said that there was no football, you know, wasn't a football call, but he did let on in his answer that he told Kareem that other things would be in play here. You know, there are other, the other people would be involved. So to me, I interpreted that as a football revelation. That was a football topic. I mean, how does it not come up in that conversation? Kareem said, "Coach, you think I can get back in the league?" You know, how would that question not be asked? And okay, so that's fine. Even if it was or wasn't, I'm with you guys that Virginia McCaskey would have a say. And let's go back to the Ray McDonald thing. First of all, I think this is apples to oranges. Ray McDonald, just a guy that would make your 3-4 front functional. Kareem Hunt is the NFL's rushing leader. So
yeah,
as you look at every one of these, you know, every one of these guys, the case is different, but the risk reward is different, and the reward is so much bigger with Kareem Hunt.
Yeah, but as Peoria Matt texts in, you know, Pace played his bad guy card on the wrong player. That's the problem you have here, is that as you say, the risk reward wasn't there with Ray McDonald. The upside was you got a professional player at a position where they were short and all that, but the downside was exactly what happened.
But who said he only gets one?
Well, I don't know how many bites at that apple you get.
Do you have 61,000 people turning in their season tickets because they just signed the NFL's rushing leader?
I don't think that would happen, and I'm not talking about what the fans think, because I think the fans would love to see it. I'm talking about ownership.
What do you want to stand for?
I'm talking about Mrs. McCaskey and how she feels about it. And she's
so
still.
Let's go back to the Ray McDonald thing. Remember, George called Ray's mother.
I know,
right? And so he got involved there. And remember, George at the time said there are only, you know, I can't remember the exact number, two or three instances where I've gotten involved in personnel. And you know, he was listing these cases that were that were very high profile. They're very disturbing. I cannot remember if Brandon Marshall was on that list.
I don't think George got involved there, but that's not, I mean, that's an example of a guy that was productive, but you look at the culture at that point in time, it disintegrated because of they let guys into the locker room who were of that character, who were risks that weren't worth the reward.
They had a group of bad guys.
And I
on
think
that
the McDonald thing, it may be apples and oranges, but it was so colossally embarrassing to the franchise that for them to, you know, the same general manager, and it wasn't that long ago. I mean, it was 4 years in May that Ray McDonald was arrested and discarded, but I think that
once bitten, twice shy. I mean George's been through a bad experience.
Yeah,
there.
They're introducing this idea to us, and they kind of yesterday forced everyone to sort of pick a lane. So I get it, but I think if they're forced to ask right now, you know, he's the NFL's leading rusher last year, but you look at the playoffs. I mean, if you want to look at it from a football perspective, the running back position isn't as valued. These guys are replaceable, and the Bears offense specifically, you could find a guy that you wouldn't have to make these sort of compromises in terms of character that you would if you bring in Kareem Hunt.
And look at Ryan Pace's track record on the running back right now. I mean, fourth round, Jeremy Lankford, fifth round, Jordan Howard, fourth round, Tariq Cohen. Pace is of the belief that you don't invest a high pick or a lot of money in that position so far. And that's why I don't think Kareem Hunt would be plan A. I don't think he would be plan B. I mean, he's plan D, E, if it gets to that. And they, you know, for as limited as their draft resources are, they've got some in that area of the draft where Pace likes to go after a running back. And now that Matt Nagy knows what he's got in Jordan Howard, they can attack that position this offseason. And I'm with you. It makes all the sense in the world to go find that value guy with some of those skills, maybe a complementary set to Jordan Howard, that doesn't involve this type of compromise.
And maybe they can trade Jordan Howard on draft day. Maybe they can get, you know, they can take two or three picks and move up in the draft. Who knows? I mean, I don't know what he has planned is, I know he has no first rounder or second rounder, but you know, who knows what he likes and how he wants to go about it, and some of the assets that we don't look at on the surface and think they can get anything for. I don't know.
And from a football standpoint, then, it doesn't hurt them to throw this idea out there. And let's be clear, I don't think they initiated it. They were just answering a question yesterday. But now it's out there. Now the public has months to chew on this. And the Bengals did this with Joe Mixon. The Bengals identified Joe Mixon early in the pre-draft process as a guy they wanted. And they started a concerted public relations effort to sort of warm fans up to the idea that this guy is going to be playing for our team. They would drop hints here and there, and they would have Marvin Lewis, you know, mention him at the, you know, let's say the combine or other times. And by the time draft day rolled around, you know, the fervor kind of came and went quickly because it was already a topic the public was familiar with. And that's, you know, to say, I think we're all in agreement here. If they were going to really go after Kareem Hunt, it's something you would do in May and June.
Yeah.
After all of this, all the draft has gone through. And by then, boy, think about what it will have done in our minds having marinated for 6 months.
Maybe so. That makes it sound calculated. And Rich, yeah, yesterday they were asked directly about it. They did not bring it up, but Matt Nagy did volunteer that he called Kareem Hunt. He did not have to share that. And I do wonder if there was a purpose in being served by him being as open about that as he was, because, you know, it felt like they were floating a trial balloon and they felt like they were trying to gauge what the public opinion might be. And if so, you're right, that maybe down somewhere in May, this kind of quietly is broached again after the draft, after they don't find that running back in the middle rounds, and we reignite the debate.
Yeah, and to me, the owner, you know, Mrs. McCaskey, that is the one for me. Not even as much George. And boy, I don't want to put words in her mouth, but if you're playing devil's advocate and you're trying to look at this from all sides, does he get him closer to winning a championship while she's still here to see it? And is that something that she would even contemplate as far as weighing whether to give this guy a second chance? And you could look at it as you know, Matt Nagy said yesterday, I give second chances, I don't give third chances. But I think anytime you see one of these second chance situations, our society considers that in many cases to be a positive. You know, there is a way to spin that in a positive. We are the ones giving him his second chance. And if he does good with it, then it's the Bears helped this guy. And the Bears, you know, did their part to sort of help a man resurrect his career, and also whatever else he will do to denounce violence against women and maybe be more active in, you know, being against that cause. It's possible to spin these things positively, and it's going to be fascinating to see if it goes any further than what it did yesterday.
It was just shocking to see it happen, especially, you know, when you really break it down and you think of Kareem Hunt and everything that's happened, and Cody Parkey and the everything that's happened there. It's almost like you're talking about, here's this member of the God Squad that can't kick a field goal that went on television, and here's this guy that, you know, as you said, was a leading rusher. I don't know. I just think that dichotomy was a lot to swallow.
Yeah, I came out of there thinking there is a much better chance in 2019 that Kareem Hunt is a Bear before Cody Parkey is.
Right.
And
right.
Yeah, it's a great point. And you know, what do they say? Just win, baby.
Yes, there you
I mean,
go.
The guy let them down so many times. I mean, Cody Parkey missed 3 field goals in the preseason. I mean, that was a spoiler alert right there. That you know, he missed from 30 to 39 yards in the preseason.
But in fairness, he didn't hit an upright.
That's true.
He didn't
got
do
a
that
more
until the Lions game.
That,
yeah.
Didn't he? Yeah.
Thanks, Rich.
He really zeroed in. All right, buddy. Take care. See you, Rich. That's Rich Campbell from the Chicago Tribune.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.